Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. Hundreds of people gathered in Chesapeake, Virginia Monday to honor the six people killed in a mass shooting at a Walmart there last week. As Catherine Hafner of member station WHRO reports, Chesapeake Council members unanimously approved a state of emergency declaration during a special session held Monday night.
Virginia Code says an emergency is any threat that harms the population or causes substantial damage. That can be, quote, natural or man-made. Chesapeake City Manager Chris Price said there are several reasons to make the declaration, starting with finances. The declaration also allows city officials to make some decisions without immediate council approval. Deputy City Manager Bob Geis says he expects local disaster declarations tied to mass shootings will become more common. For NPR News, I'm Catherine Hafner in Chesapeake, Virginia.
Some counties in Pennsylvania and Arizona have failed to meet deadlines for certifying midterm election results. As NPR's Hansi Lo Wong reports, the situation has set off court action in Arizona to force the county officials to make the election results official.
In northeastern Pennsylvania's Luzerne County, some 117,000 votes may be left out of official results after its Board of Elections deadlocked on certification. And in southeastern Arizona's Cochise County, more than 47,000 votes are at risk after Republican officials put off deciding whether to certify until Friday, despite finding no legitimate problems. Arizona's Mojave County had also threatened to not certify to make a political statement, but Republican officials, including Hildy Angus, relented.
To not certify this election at all would certainly disenfranchise the voters of Mojave County and hurt our candidates who worked so hard to get elected.
Arizona's state-level certification deadline is December 5th. Hansi Lo Wong, NPR News.
A power outage at a treatment plant has prompted a boil water notice in the nation's fourth largest city. Houston Public Media's Jack Williams reports that the outage may let harmful bacteria into the city's water system.
More than 2 million Houston residents have been advised to boil tap water before drinking it. A power outage at one of the city's main water plants caused water pressure to dip below safe levels. Houston Mayor Sylvester Turner says the city is working with the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality on testing the water.
The TCEQ will notify the city once we can rescind the boil water notice. And it's our hope that we can get a positive word at least late tonight or early on tomorrow morning.
Turner says power at the plant was disrupted for about 2 hours. He's ordered an investigation on what went wrong and whether the city needs to improve its water infrastructure. For NPR News, I'm Jack Williams in Houston.
U.S. futures are flat in after-hours trading on Wall Street. On Asia-Pacific, market shares are mostly higher, up 4% in Hong Kong. This is NPR News. The Biden administration is supporting peaceful protesters in China while refusing to criticize the Chinese government's COVID lockdowns. Demonstrators took to the streets of Beijing and Shanghai again on Monday, following massive unrest nationwide over the weekend. More than 25,000 new COVID infections are being reported in China daily, despite the restrictions. The U.S. government is promising $250 million over 4 years to help clean up the Salton Sea, a California lake that's threatened by drought. State and county officials have already agreed to a 10-year plan to replenish the lake and improve the quality of the air and land surrounding it. The lake was formed in 1905 when the Colorado River overflowed. Merriam-Webster has declared gaslighting the word of the year. The dictionary company says that lookups for the word on its website increased over 1,700%. More from NPR's Elizabeth Blair.
Accusations of gaslighting in 2022 range from government oversight of the fossil fuel industry to a scandal on The Bachelor in Paradise. Seth Meyers accused Republicans of it in their response to the Supreme Court overturning Roe v. Wade.
They're trying to gaslight everybody into thinking nothing has been banned as a result of this decision.
Gaslighting, a form of psychological manipulation, goes back to 1944. In the movie Gaslight, a man tries to convince his wife she's crazy. He makes the gas lights flicker, and then tells her the flickering is all in her head. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.
And I'm Shay Stevens. This is NPR News in Washington.